And now we want to continue the markets discussion by bringing into the stream Ann Berry. She is a Wheelhouse Chief Investment Officer. Ann, always great to see you here. Let's start off with the news of the day, because we've kind of been bucking the trend in major indices over the last 2 days in rally mode, but we're still set for a very negative January. Just wondering, because all the investors I talk to are wondering, is the temporary bottom in here, or are we going to take out these lows sometime soon?
You know, I don't think we have hit the bottom yet, Jared. And I think as I look at what some of the uncertainty that still sits out there, there's still speculation that the Fed is going to be more hawkish than perhaps the markets have anticipated. So while I'm a little heartened by the recent rally, I think the bottom is still to come. So I'm still in watch and see mode.
You there, Brad? We've been having some technical problems with Brad, so I'm just going to field you this next question, Ann. We've seen a lot of acquisitions. We just got a few more announced today. In fact, it might be a record month, at least for tech. What are you looking at in this space?
Yeah, I do think that 2022 is going to be a blockbuster year for M&A, at least for those companies that have got lots of cash on their balance sheets or lots of ability to take out more debt or do new equity issuances to fund them. So we saw Microsoft moving in to buy Activision, the announcement today that Sony is looking to buy Bungie, so further consolidation in the gaming industry. But then also the big one, Jared, that I'm looking at, I have a private equity background, and we're seeing Elliott Management, the big activist fund, partner with Vista, the big private equity firm focusing on software and tech, move to take Citrix private, which to me is a really interesting move, because I do think we're going to start to see the private equity industry sitting on $1 trillion of cash start to deploy now and look to find some bargains, particularly in that more mature tech business where there might be some upside in growth. And they're going to go out and they're going to take advantage of still relatively low interest rates, I think, to go out and do some more hunting and some shopping in the public domain.
And will investors reward that activity, or are they going to look at this and say, hey, that's cash going out the door as of right now, depending upon the types of acquisitions that are made?
And I do think that last point is the kind of acquisition that's being made. So if we break down Citrix, for example, that's a $16.5 billion all-cash deal, which means if you're a Citrix shareholder, you've been holding a share that's gone from, at its highs in the last year, $144, at its lows, less than 80, and now you've got the opportunity for about $104 a share to receive cash and get rid of that uncertainty if you've been holding through this roller coaster market. So I think in some cases it could be well received. In others, I think shareholders sitting there saying, well, wait a second, what is it that the private markets are seeing that the public market isn't seeing, or that the management team hasn't been executing upon as a public company? So I think it really depends. But I do think, just given the volatility we're all expecting, there might be more appetite than ever amongst public company shareholders to take the cash and run.
Well, I want to talk about taking all the cash on the Fed balance sheet, maybe running back with that. I'm not sure if that segue was very good, but we're talking about the Fed raising rates this year. We now have 5 rate hikes priced in the market, and we're also talking about quantitative tightening. Hasn't started yet, not going to happen until after the first rate hike. But putting it all together, what are you expecting from the Fed this year?
I do sit in the bucket that Goldman Sachs came out with a report very recently, Jared, and said they're now thinking it's going to be 5 hikes, not 3 or 4. What I do find quite encouraging is, despite the fact that the street has recalibrated its expectations, thinking there could be 5 or as many as 6 rate hikes this year, there is nonetheless some positivity, which tells me that there is still underlying positive sentiment around the fundamental strength of the US economy, bolstered by the fact that the jobs report was very positive in recent weeks. You've still got the consumer, who is in a very strong position. Its savings rate went through the roof during COVID. We're seeing consumers with a lot of cash, with a lot of savings, significantly above historical averages, which signals that even with a rate increase, the consumer is able to absorb higher interest rates. And I think what this ultimately says, too, is that inflation concerns are beginning to come down a little bit, that there is a belief that the Fed is going to get it under control. You put those things together, and the street's saying we still think the U.S. economy is the place to park its capital and the place to invest behind. And I think that's why the market's rallying right now.
You have even more of the conversation around not just the quantity of hikes, but the quality of those hikes as well, and perhaps what they actually come in at, even from the Fed president in Atlanta, Rafael Bostic, and particularly with regard to the size of those hikes that we may see. What are your expectations there, even if we do see 5?
Look, I think it's still relatively gradual. And I think what Jay Powell has basically said is we're going to come out as the Fed and be very hawkish and move very aggressively if we need to. But we're also going to have several rate hikes so that we can take our time and be responsive to the data as it comes in around inflation and also job creation. So where I land on this is we're all in watch and see mode, but I think there is at least now a signal that there is huge confidence in the Fed, confidence that the Fed is going to move appropriately and with the right judgment. And I think that's why the market is still relatively calm, despite the fact that there are concerns that there'll be faster, larger rate hikes. So I'm fairly positive on the monetary policy front.
Ann Berry, Wheelhouse Chief Investment Officer, joining us today. Thank you so much for the time and the insights. Certainly do appreciate it.